Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A Three Lakes couple were right at a potential ground zero recently, but it turned out to be an embarrassing false alarm. January 15th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Hawaiians and visitors heard their cell phones going off that a missile was believed to be incoming. Don Sidlowski and his spouse, Dr. Judy DeRocher Sidlowski, were in Honolulu for a conference where Judy was speaking. Don says everyone in their hotel got the alarm and many visitors headed to the lobby.
When we got down to the lobby, it was full of people, I would say a couple of dozen, so not nearly the entire occupancy of the hotel. And I have to tell you that there was concern on many people's faces, and the rumors were already flying that it was from North Korea, and it was a ballistic missile, and it was a nuclear missile, and there's no possible way that in the span of 5 minutes anybody could possibly confirm that.
He says for visitors, the threat meant one thing, but for Native Hawaiians, it was different.
If it was true, if this was really going to happen, there wasn't much you could do other than to stand with your spouse and to say, if this is the end, there's no time to contact anyone. For the local residents, however, with all their families present and with the children present, it was a terrifying experience for them. How do I protect my children? How do I protect my family? I'm in a car in the middle of the freeway, and there's signs that said that a missile is coming. So it was a surreal atmosphere.
He says the morning news programs from the mainland had nothing about any missile attacks, so people were a bit confused. There were no emergency sirens going off. Sidlowski says if a missile had been fired from North Korea, it would have only taken about 15 minutes before reaching Hawaii. After it was clear there was no missile coming, the people he was with relaxed. A short time later, local officials said the event was a false alarm. Sidlowski says in an era with supposed instant communication, they were surprised it took so long to get the information out that it was a false alarm. We have a longer interview with Don Sidlowski of Three Lakes at WXPR.org. Minocqua's town board has signed off on a settlement agreement with Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company, which last month sued the town for $20,000 to help cover repairs to a small dam and bridge WVIC owns on the Tomahawk River. The Wausau-based company will now receive $10,000, according to the agreement announced after a closed board session Monday. The town's insurance carrier, Employers Mutual Casualty Company, will cover that cost. Back in 2014, WVIC determined that the dam needed substantial repairs and upgrades to make it safe. The price tag at the time was $260,000. WVIC wanted the town to lower the weight limit on the bridge until the project could be undertaken, but the town refused. The following year, WVIC went ahead with temporary repairs, giving the one-lane bridge and dam an additional five-year lifespan at a cost of $48,000. WVIC sued after the town refused to pay a portion toward those repairs. The town board believes WVIC owns the entire structure and should pay for all repairs and upgrades. Town Chair Mark Hartsheim says in the agreement the town does not acknowledge responsibility for any cost of future repairs. WVIC has not yet set a date when it will undertake the major repairs. Bills in the Wisconsin legislature would return the Wisconsin Conservation Corps to the state to help out on public lands. Representative Jeff Mersaw of Crivitz authored the bill. The Corps works with local and state governments and others to build or repair projects. The program operated in Wisconsin from 1983 to 2003. The program was a casualty of budget cuts at the time when other states also ended their state-sponsored Conservation Corps programs. Mersaw says this time the program would be a public-private partnership, with the majority of funding coming directly from grants through the National and Community Service Board.
The DOA will select a manager, and let's say it's one of the corps that is running in the state. That corps will take and they will apply for grants to AmeriCorps, which is a federal program that administers grants, and they will get a grant, and those are 50-50 matching grants. Then they'll go out into the community, and they'll contract with, it has to be in the state, and it has to be with a government agency.
Mersaw says the state parks need immediate attention. Mersaw thinks the program has a good chance of passage in the legislature. And at a special meeting this week, the Rhinelander City Council approved the vacation of a portion of a city street to make way for a proposed expansion of Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Aspirus asked the city to vacate a portion of Cherokee Lane for an addition to the present location along Highway 17. Plans are for 45,000 square foot expansion. The council approved the recommendation unanimously. The forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 6. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 30. Thursday night, cloudy, low 23. Friday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 42. And Saturday, sunny, high near 33. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.